Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
There's a strange paradox. While most of us think that God is distant, obscure, and disinterested, the reality is that He pursues us relentlessly. We run from Him until exhausted we fall before Him and acknowledge that, unbeknown to us, He is really what we were seeking but didn't know it. If you question that, consider the strange path that Helmut Simon took in finding God. Born in 1937 to a very ordinary German family, Helmut grew up in a traditional Protestant village with parents who were atheists. To accommodate the expectations of the community, he received a very nominal religious education. He didn't bother God, and he expected the same treatment from him. Stranger than fiction is the fact that a nameless man, whose age is estimated to be more than 5,000 years, was the cause of Helmut's coming to know God. How so? Lacking much education, Helmut earned his living working in a shoe factory, then doing road construction, and as he grew older, working a less strenuous job in the public library of Nuremberg. His holidays, however, were his escape, and when he could, he and Erica spent their summers in the Alps. That's where he was on September 18, 1991, an unforgettable day which changed his life and eventually his spiritual destiny. On that day, the Simons were taking a 10-hour hike from Vernat Reservoir to the Semillian Summit. After they had reached their destination, they took a shortcut across a snowfield. Bypassing a pool of melted ice and snow, he saw something partially covered with slush, something that he described as looking like garbage. Strange, he thought, at this altitude. He took another look. To his amazement, he cried out, "This is a human being!" One frame was unexposed on the film in his camera. He snapped a picture, hoping to offer evidence that someone was submerged in the ice and snow. Eventually, Reinhold Messner, a famed Italian mountaineer, inspected the site, and the man who had rested there for more than 5,000 years was identified as a mummy, the remains of the oldest human ever found. Anthropologists called the mummy Ötzi, after the Oetz Valley where he was discovered. And how did this change the spiritual direction of his life? Over a period of time, Helmut and his wife began to see the hand of God in all of this. The chain of accidents leading to his discovery, far too long to relate. In all of this, he began to ponder what life is about. Who was this person who had lived so long ago, and what happens after we die? He began attending a Bible class, asking questions and more questions. In 2003, he sought baptism and marked that event as the turning point in his life, when he embraced faith in God and His Son, Jesus Christ. "Now I have become a disciple," he says. Strangely, the very questions that confronted Helmut Simon and his wife Erica, as they looked at the shrunken, weathered, emaciated remains of someone who lived before Moses and the Pharaohs of Egypt, even before Abraham, are the same ones that confront us today. What is life about? Where did I come from? What happens to me after I die? It was a strange path that took Helmut Simon to the cross. When he got there, he found satisfaction, forgiveness, and God. Interesting how He pursues us when we least know it. I never cease to be amazed how God uses different things and different people to make us hear His voice. Today I told you of an atheist who had checked God off his list when, in reality, he stumbled over the corpse of someone who had been dead for 5,000 years and, as the result of this, found God. You can find Him too, friend. I'm Harold Sala. I'd like to hear from you. Email will reach me at guidelines@guidelines.org.